Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, with your local radio show on WRFR, all about jazz drummer Paul Modian. I want to thank Joe for getting us back on the air this last week. We had a disaster with our computer crashing, and as usual, she did a ton of work to get us going. The theme today is Paul Modian early recordings, and it came about, I'm going to guess, a couple of months ago. Andreas Schmidt, who is a pianist who lives in Germany and listens to our show, sent me a recent European release of two old albums. Listen to the music of Jerry Wald and the mellow sound of Don Elliott, both recorded in the late 1950s, and both containing, I mean, Bill Evans is the person they're pushing on the release, but Paul Modian was right there alongside him. And then just this week, a good friend of Paul sent me an album cover from the George Russell Smaltet Jazz Workshop, and also a 1950s release, and it's pretty funny. On the liner notes, they misspell Paul's name. They call him newcomer Paul Modian with a D, and that one I have the a CD of, and they did correct the spelling, and there's a couple of previously unreleased takes on it. So I'm going to feature those today, and I got out Paul's discography that he put together. He put together one for his autobiography, and then he had a handwritten one, which was more complete. And interestingly, he didn't put the Jerry Wald album on the version that's in the autobiography, but it is handwritten on his original handwritten draft, but he kind of crosses it out. So I don't know if he didn't like it or what the deal is, but his first, actually I think it ends up being his second, but the first sort of widely released recording is from Hal Stein and Warren Fitzgerald. And they're two people who played some really great jazz and continued to all their lives, but you don't really hear much about them. And I'm going to start off with a medley that they do, You Go to My Head by Cole Porter and Goodbye by Gordon Jenkins. And this was recorded on July 19th and 20th, 1955. Thank you. And there you have Hal Stein on alto saxophone, Warren Fitzgerald on trumpet, Bob Durow on piano, Al Cotton on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And that was originally released on Progressive Records, 1955. I have a new work version that was released on CD from Century Records in Japan. So the other really early album that Paul recorded was Bill Evans' New Jazz Conceptions. And I'm going to read a little bit from Paul's autobiography before I play a cut from that. New Jazz Conceptions was recorded in September of 1956, only my second experience in a recording studio. Teddy Kotick played bass. Bill liked Teddy a lot. Some of the songs we played were I Love You, Speak Low, Easy Living. The three of us played together often, and we became close friends. 1 month later, I was in a recording studio again, this time on a George Russell record with Bill Evans on piano. I was beginning to attract some attention in New York. It was encouraging. Musicians were calling me for gigs. Okay, and so Paul landed in New York City after he was done with his Navy service. And so he really started playing a lot pretty quickly. And I've got it. I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good queued up.
Thank you.
And that was Twonky, a Warren Fitzgerald composition from the album titled Halstein, Warren Fitzgerald, recorded in 1955 for Progressive Records, with Halstein on alto sax, Warren Fitzgerald on trumpet, Bob Durow on piano, and Alfonso Cotton on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And before that, we heard a little Bill Evans solo from New Jazz Conceptions, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, by Webster and Ellington, 1956 recording for Riverside Records. And I've got a little more reading here. When we got back to New York, I found an apartment in the same building that Bill was living in on West 83rd Street. We used to play a lot in that his small apartment. It was barely big enough for his Chickering grand piano. The closet was a makeshift kitchen. We played a lot with the bass player Al Cotton, and sometimes the bass player was Teddy Kotick. One day when we were playing with Al, the music seemed flat. Nothing was happening. Al suggested we drop our pants and then try to play. What? It sounded like a strange thing to do. Well, we did just that, and the music took off. It was happening, swinging like crazy. Thank you. And that was Catton, a Hal Stein tune from the CD we've been playing, Hal Stein and Warren Fitzgerald, recorded in 1955. And before that, we heard Five from New Jazz Conceptions with Bill Evans, Teddy Kotick, and Paul Modian. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR, low power, 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at www.wrfr.org. And we're lucky to have the station. And we've got some nice new CD players in here. Joe got us some grant money. And we're going to get a whole new board that's, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I hope I can figure out how to use it. Took me a while to figure this one out. So I've got another little bit to read from Paul's autobiography about Bill Evans. Bill told me that he went to see a psychiatrist once and was told to go off into an outer room and write down all his thoughts as they happened. Bill thought it would help his playing. Another time, Bill tried hypnosis. I didn't understand. I thought he played great. He always sounded strong and confident. His playing was different and original. But he didn't think so. He always wanted to do everything he could to improve his playing. He wanted to play better. Thank you. That was George Russell's Small Tet from the album Jazz Workshop, recorded on October 17th, 1956 for RCA Victor. That was Round Johnny Rondo, a George Russell arrangement and a composition. And playing there is Art Farmer on trumpet, Hal McCusick on alto saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Barry Gilbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And I've got another reading. I went to the Bohemia one night with George Russell after a recording session of George's music. It was one of the first recordings I had ever done, and that would be this album. It was difficult music. It was his album, and I thought I had done well. Bill Evans was on the date, along with Art Farmer, Hal McCusick, Barry Galbraith, and Milt Hinton. George Russell was an influential American jazz composer and teacher. He had published his theory of music, the Lydian concept of tonal organization. Max Roach was sitting at the bar in the Bohemia when we walked in, and George asked him if he could use a quote of his from Down East magazine. The quote was from a blindfold test where Max answered Elvin Jones and Paul Modian when asked if he had heard any new and interesting drummers. George wanted to use the quote for his album notes. Max said, okay, yes, you can use it. I felt embarrassed, but quite honored. And I'm going to continue on. So this album has three different drummers on it, along with Paul. Joe Harris plays on some cuts, and Ossie Johnson does. And I have the CD, which has a couple of unreleased cuts. So at first I'm going to play the concerto for Billy the Kid with Paul on the drums. And then I'm going to play the version that didn't make the original album, but is on this new one, new CD. And this has Ossie Johnson on drums, and all the other players are the same. And it's not going to take us to the top of the hour, so I will be back after that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just heard three cuts from George Russell's Small Tet playing on the album Jazz Workshop. That was Witch Hunt. And before that, we heard two versions of Concerto for Billy the Kid. The first one with Paul Modian on drums, and the second one with Ossie Davis on drums. And the lineup is George Russell as arranger and leader and composer, Art Farmer on trumpet, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Barry Gilbraith on guitar, and Milt Hinton on bass, and recorded December 21st, 1956. And we're quickly approaching the top of the hour, so when we come back, I've got a couple more readings about that album, and then we're going to get into some Tony Scott and Bill Evans.
To make connection with me and give me some kind of good deal.
Oops, I made a little mistake there. We're not quite at the top of the hour, but we are getting very close. So a good friend of Paul sent me a copy of the back of the Jazz Workshop album, and it's pretty funny. I'm going to read some more of it when we come back. And it They call Paul Mobian with a B, M-O-B-I-A-N. Actually, I might have time to read that right now. So it says, on the following bands, Night Sound, Round Johnny Rondo, Witch Hunt, Concerto for Billy the Kid, the personnel remains the same as above, except for the drumming, which is supplied by newcomer Paul Mobian. All the compositions in this album were approached in the same way, a preconceived plan which contained a thematic as well as an emotional objective was devised. Some followed the original plan while others exerted their own inherent will. So this is was considered a pretty groundbreaking album. The challenge which is presented to the composer of modern music, who has been traditionally educated, is that of either refining and reshaping his traditionally learned technique or constructing new techniques that will enable him to capture and enhance the vital improvisational forces so abundantly inherent in much of the good music of today. And those are liner notes from the album.